his soul. One eye on for Moby Dick and one eye on his dinner roll. But he dared not touch that sweet butter fat for fear Ahab stick across his back. Yeah, and he was short and stout and tough as they come. He could fire his harpoon like a sharpshooter's gun. And an officer he was, but the lowest of the bunch. No, he could not have no butter with his lunch. That's why old Flask and Miles, he was a butterless man. And Captain Ann's stable, he knew not where to stand. After Starbuck and Scott, and both the bump and the grub. So Flask was a butterless man. Always being the last one down and the first one to leave. He was lucky if he had any time between to eat. With no gravy for his beef and no butter for his bread. He wasn't lucky if he ever got fed. Oh, my friends, he could not cut his meat and he could not just his peas. But the captain and the first mate did it just what they please. Oh, both men low on that ship's totem pole. He could not even butter up his roll. It's a shame, but last and last, he was a butterless man. The captain and stable, he knew not where to stand. After Starbuck had started, both them buttered up their grub. So last was a butterless man. Come on and raise your cup. So last, put some extra butter on your bread. Cause you may one that find your crazy on a ship of fools chasing whales without no butter for your roll. Yep.
We're going to do a new high altitude bluegrass number here. This is something we invented. We're up in the High Sierra Mountains. We all kind of grew up hiking in those hills. I know you guys do a lot of hiking and river stuff around here too. Is there rivers around here? Yeah, well, that's where we get a lot of our inspiration from. This is about some friends of ours that hiked from Mexico to Canada on the Pacific Crest Trail.